Sometimes you have a plan, but contingencies come up and force you to change. That's the situation the Army might find itself in. This morning, we're taking a close look at how budget constraints and blossoming global conflicts are forcing the Army to adjust. Army Lieutenant General Michael Williamson is the military deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, and Director of Acquisition Career Management. He's standing by now with Emily Kopp at the Association of the U.S. Army Expo. Emily.
Thanks, Tom. Now, General, first of all, thanks for joining us. I want to start by talking a little bit about the new strategy that the Army has unveiled this week. It's called Winning in a Complex World. And from where you sit in the acquisition space of it, what does that mean to you?
So I think it's a great question. And as an acquisition professional, I think one of the things that we have to do is understand that strategy and also understand any changes that we have to make. And I think the thing that leaps out at us is this notion of agility. So as we look at the world today and we see the access to technology that our enemies have, what we have to do is be very responsive to both threats and opportunities in terms of new technologies. And to do that, it requires us to have a really great workforce. That's the starting point, with the experience and the ability to be innovative. But the other factor is this notion of time. So what we have to do is be able to respond very quickly in terms of going through an acquisition process that starts with the identification of a requirement, building whatever those systems are, testing it, using soldiers, and then getting it out to the field very quickly. Because the cycle time is really important. Because every second, every day, every period of time that goes by is an opportunity for the enemy to hurt soldiers.
Yeah. And I know that those are, in part, this is because of the lessons of the past decade. You mentioned the technology that others have. It's you know, always been thought that America has superior technology. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that we have the best technologies in the world. I think the difference, though, is it's not just about the technology. It's taking a technology, putting it in the hands of experienced and trained soldiers, allowing them to maximize the effectivity of that. That's what makes us different. I think the challenge for us today is that in the past, we had that technology and that training, and in many cases, our enemies, whether it's a state actor or a non-state actor, didn't have the same access to those technologies. Now what we're finding is, because of the proliferation of electronics and other means, that they have better communication systems than we would have expected. There's the ability to attack networks. There are those types of things that our enemies didn't have before that causes us to be able to react, that requires us to be able to react very quickly and bring to bear not only the technologies, but the training and experience that our soldiers have. And I think that's an important thought. Many times we devolve to a discussion about a specific technology. They are important. They are key to the things in our success. But what really makes us the best army in the world are our soldiers and their ability to use those technologies.
So under this strategy, what changes are ahead for acquisition in the Army?
And I think there's a couple of things. So the first thing I would say is this notion of how do we do things faster? How do we identify a requirement, make sure it's the right requirement, before we launch on building some number of those? And we've done some things that you may have heard about. One of those is network integration exercises. So instead of identifying a strategy, buying lots of a thing, we're taking those items, putting them together out in the desert. Right now, it's been focused on communications and command and control systems, but we're expanding those to include combat vehicles, air platforms, and seeing how they perform in the hands of soldiers early on in the process before you go to production, to make sure that not only do the systems do what we want them to, but when you tie them together in a series of systems and you're tying them together, do they still have the effect that you want? I think that's huge for us, because in many cases we bought individual items, would deploy and try to plug them in, and there were some challenges there. But now what we're doing is trying to make sure we do the integration see the effectivity early on, and then adjust from there. And what's really good is it's not only the acquisition professionals, but it's also the vendors, our industry partners, and the soldiers, all located in the same place, iterating to make sure things work, and then making a decision about procurement.
You know, what you say is a lot like a cereal company getting a focus group together before they roll out a new product and testing it on them. That's so much more simple, though, than what you're talking about.
But you know, the concept is exactly the same. And I think that's a great analogy, is that what I'm an advocate of is, instead of saying, look, I need 50,000 of these and just rushing into that, what I would prefer is that we have smaller quantities and do it more rapidly based on feedback from the soldiers first. But two, if you go back to this notion of a complex environment, is that I think we have a requirement to always learn. And so there are very few things in our own lives, cars, computers, whatever, that have not improved over time. And so every version afterwards, there's some improvements. You've learned where there are some shortfalls. You've adopted some new technologies. You've added some new features. And so what I would like us to do is identify that initial requirement. But as we get smarter, as we react to things the enemy's doing, as we see growth in technology, we incorporate those and move forward.
We're speaking with Army Lieutenant General Michael Williamson. He's the military deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology. He's also director of the Acquisition Career Management. We should say that we are at the AUSA event surrounded by the latest developments in technology for the Army. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the people. You're celebrating a big anniversary this week. It's the 25th anniversary of the Army Acquisition Corps. Tell me, who are the Corps? Who are the members of the Corps?
So one, I really appreciate you bringing this up, because when you talk about operating in a complex environment, again, for me, the real driver is having the right people. Our ability to react to new threats, our ability to incorporate new technologies, really starts and ends with having the right workforce. So the acquisition workforce is made up of about 38,000 people. They are the systems engineers, design engineers, the testers, the contracting professionals, the program managers, the quality control, the logisticians. It's a very diverse workforce. What's amazing for me is, as I look at the past 25 years, we have an extremely talented and experienced workforce. Right now, I would tell you, if you looked at the statistics, the average number of years for our workforce in terms of experience is 18 years. That's significant. We have in our workforce over 7,000 advanced degrees. Over 400 have doctorates. It's a very educated, very experienced workforce.
And what about the Corps itself?
The Corps is it's a smaller subset, about 12,000 folks. They fill critical acquisition positions. And by statute and by policy, they have a requirement to have at least a bachelor's degree and have a number of years of experience before they can even qualify. And I think that's what forms the core, the nucleus, if you will, for our workforce. And you have to go back 25 years when there were some decisions made that said, we want to be able to compete. We want to be able to be at the table with our industry partners and have the same experience and understanding so that we can make good deals for the government and meet our soldiers' needs as we move forward. And so that decision, I think, set the conditions for the kind of experience and talent that I've talked about. But I want to go back to something you said in the beginning. If you want to be able to operate in this very complex environment, it requires you to be agile. It requires you to have folks who have experience and talent to react to the changes that occur. And I would tell you that today, I think we are well postured to do that.
Last question. How are you celebrating this anniversary? How does the Army Acquisition Corps party?
Well, you know, so I think it starts here. So our anniversary was yesterday. And so we had a small ceremony here. We received a great letter from the President of the United States, and we received a great letter from the Secretary of the Army. And that was our starting point. Through the course of the year, we will have a number of events to recognize the same people that I talked to you about, with the goal of culminating the beginning of next year with an acquisition ball, where we will recognize some of the best and brightest throughout our workforce for their achievements during the year.
Lieutenant General Michael Williamson, he's Military Deputy to the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology, also Director of Acquisition Career Management. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.